B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes. Let's get to our friend Devon Givens joining us right now. What's up, Devon?
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Happy film, buddy.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Devon joining us here on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Oh, here's another great New Year's. Lieutenant Dan at Forrest Gump. Chris Curl sends us that, so we appreciate it. Devon, the wait will officially be ended tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sixers back in action. How excited are you?
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait for them to get back out there on the floor, see a little Joel Embiid in their lineup as well with the other four starters. I play against the Indiana Pacers team that is very well coached, a tough squad that now has Victor Oladipo back, but it is also intriguing with Domantas Sabonis still out. So, or at least that's the last time I checked if he was still out. So Sixers should take care of business tomorrow in game number one. So yeah, I'm thrilled. Looking forward to it.
Where are you at in terms of who you want to see in the first round of the playoffs? Do you want to see Miami? Do you want to see the Pacers? Do you want to see the Celtics? Who do you want to see?
If you look at it, I mean, there are two different scenarios. Of course, if you go Miami, Milwaukee, get them out of the way in the second round and then take your chances against Toronto or Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, then you lean that way. But if you prefer to see Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals and go through Milwaukee and Toronto in round one, the semis, and then meet Milwaukee, then you go that route. Mark, I really don't have a preference at this point because, listen, they've beaten everybody. You're on this neutral floor. Go out there and just go hoop and let's see what happens. You're not good enough in either scenario to choose a team. You've lost to the Miami Heat. You've lost to the Toronto Raptors. You've lost to the Boston Celtics, although you took down the 3-1 series. But this is the playoffs. And Brad Stevens has shown to have the edge over Brett Brown in the playoffs. Their one series that they matched up in 2017-18. And I think they can beat any of these teams, but that's the whole thing about this team all season long is I think because 29-2 versus 10-24, right? We don't know why they are so different home and away. So I think they can win in either way, but I mean, they're just not good enough to choose an opponent at this point.
All right. I'm in the same boat as you. Like I look at this, me personally, I'm like, I think it's a second round exit at best, but I'm optimistic enough to think, okay, if this thing happens in particular, this will propel them to be a much better team than I saw at the break. What would you need to see to be convinced that this team can get out of that second round?
The defense has to sustain throughout the entire time, and that will be led by Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And, of course, Matisse Thybulle comes in off the bench, Al Horford as well, Josh Richardson in the starting lineup, and provide some defensive effort that is going to be very strong. This is what they talked about. Smash mouth offense, bully ball defense, and a playoff team that is built the way that they are for this moment. So I think the defense, which we have seen thus far, has to stand out for them to propel them further in the playoffs than we have seen in the past. And the other thing that I would put number two, but I mean, you could probably put it 1A and 1B, is really Simmons and Embiid playing at all NBA and all-star level together in the postseason, which we have not seen that yet in the two playoff appearances that they've had in the past two seasons. So defense, Simmons and Embiid, as it always is for me, but offensively, those guys have to give it like they have during the regular season when we've seen them play well together.
Farzetta in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Devon, how would you handle these eight games going into the playoffs? Because I've heard that some people think that Brett Brown might handle it as, you know, just keep guys healthy, build up minutes, look at some things, but then get to the playoffs and go. My feeling is I think you should amp it up now. You haven't had the starting five together. How do you feel they should handle these eight games leading into the playoffs?
I agree with you 100%. You have a few minutes from the first scrimmage, the practice sessions that they've had, and that's it. So you do now need to get those minutes in for the starting five. You do need to develop the rotation. And Brett, in this case, once again, they are not good enough, Bob, to choose an opponent and choose how they want to go in here. This is not a three-seed Sixers team that we've seen the past 2 years. This is a six-seed team that we expected a lot from, and they've disappointed on the road thus far. So I don't think they're good enough to make that decision. I think that for them going into the actual playoffs with this eight seeding games that they have, go in there with some momentum, and hopefully that momentum can carry them through some wins in the postseason like we saw in 2017-18, where they won those, 16 games in the regular season?
Right. And
the first one when they played the Miami Heat in game number one, 17 total. That's what you want to see. You want to have that momentum going into the first round of the playoffs, especially now that you are a 6-seed, and it is a guarantee that you are going to play a very good team in either Miami, Boston, or Indiana. Go out there and play to win. All of that stuff will play itself out, and I cannot stress enough, you're just not good enough to make a decision on how you want to go in there and act as if you're just going to walk on the floor and beat anyone.
Speaking with our own Devon Gibbons, now I know we'll talk to you throughout the NBA playoffs and the resumption of the eight-game seeding period and all that, but Devon, now before we let you go right here, what is your New Year's sports resolution?
So I'll keep it Eagles-centric on this one.
Ooh.
Because we look at them and we hope the NFL plays in general, but let's assume that they will play and they'll find a way to get it done. I have a thing about Derek Barnett that he annoys me because as a top pick to be the next future edge rusher for the Philadelphia Eagles, and all they've done in this case is go out and get Chris Long and bring back Vinnie Curry and give him the opportunity to really step up and elevate his game and be the man on the edge. And while he did give you 6.5 sacks last year, he does some things that hurries to get to the quarterback. But hurries are great. I get it. Sacks are better. Not getting stupid penalties now where you probably have developed a reputation isn't simply not been good enough, in my opinion. And they do not have enough on the edge outside of he and Brandon Graham for him not to step up and be a very good player for this football team along that defensive front that is now a monster in the middle. And as Barrett Brooks liked to say, you can even kick Malik Jackson out to the left side to help out with that rotation. I'm going to try my best with this New Year's resolution to lay off of Derek Barnett, allow him to come out and be the starter and see what he does, see if he improves on his decision-making and not take these silly late hits. So my New Year's resolution is to give Derek Barnett more of a chance before I explode later on.
Devon, we appreciate you joining us. Once again, happy New Year. Happy 2022.0, my friend.
Same to you guys. Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Devon Gibbons joining us right there. Our own Devon Gibbons.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.